Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
ES Audio.
Hello and welcome. I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, is there a new Sonic the Hedgehog on the horizon? But first,
it's an example of misogyny in its worst possible form.
The mother of murdered sisters Biba Henry and Nicole Smallman has spoken out after the sentencing of two former police officers who took pictures of her dead daughters and shared them on social media. Mina Smallman spoke to reporters outside the Old Bailey.
We thought that they would be given a suspended sentence. I think the judge really got it.
Former constables Dennis Jaffa and Jamie Lewis were guarding the scene after Henry, 46, and Smallman, 27, were found dead in a northwest London park. The two officers took photographs of the bodies and shared them with colleagues and friends on WhatsApp, along with highly offensive captions.
Most of our police force are amazing and do amazing jobs, but there is an element that has taken over the culture of how they banter. I mean, you will have heard what the WhatsApp group name is.
Two officers have been jailed for 2 years and 9 months. Now, doctors in South Africa say there are signs suggesting the Omicron variant could result in a less severe disease than first feared. Early data from medics in Pretoria shows that on December the 2nd, only 9 out of 42 patients on the COVID ward were being treated for the virus and required oxygen. The remainder of the patients, all of who were unvaccinated, had tested positive but were asymptomatic and being treated for other conditions, according to data from the South African Medical Research Council. Next. The race to get a military presence on the moon is hotting up as the US Space Force seeks to beat China to become the first nation to put marching boots on the lunar surface. In fact, according to news site space.com, the US Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency has already blueprinted a list of research plans to help build future space structures. Apparently, such technologies and materials in order to get a lunar military base operational include solar arrays and radio frequency reflector antennae. Next. Could Sega be about to push out the next Sonic the Hedgehog game? Reddit sleuths are already reaching fever pitch over Frontiers getting announced soon. Gaming fans on the internet forum have discovered that a new domain has been registered called frontiers.sonicthehedgehog.com. That's a Steam update, and it's being suggested there will be a reveal of some kind at Thursday's Game Awards. The ceremony's host says announcements of fresh titles will be in double digits, so stand by. Now, the watchdogs of Wall Street are to investigate a new social media company created by former US President Donald Trump. Trump said at the weekend it raised $1 billion from investors before being listed on the stock market. It's called the Trump Media and Technology Group and plans to launch an app with the eerie name of Truth Social. But now, according to a filing, the US Securities and Exchange Commission will probe Digital World Acquisition Corp, which is set to merge with Trump's new tech venture. Trump himself still banned from Twitter and Facebook after the insurrection at the US Capitol in January. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science, plus which Spandau Ballet star is encouraging vaccine uptake. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. The coroner overseeing the inquest of schoolgirl Molly Russell has challenged social media companies to help make the internet a safer place. Andrew Walker spoke ahead of a week-long inquest examining the circumstances in which the 14-year-old died and whether algorithms used by social media giants to keep users hooked may have contributed to her death. Molly from Harrow in northwest London is known to have viewed material linked to anxiety, depression, self-harm and suicide before ending her life in November 2017. Her family have since been campaigning for better internet safety. And finally, Spandau Ballet star and actor Martin Kemp has dressed up as Father Christmas for a festive film encouraging members of the public to get vaccinated against coronavirus this winter.
Whatever you've got planned, it's not too late to get vaccinated.
The video shows the musician preparing for Christmas by booking an MOT for his sleigh, polishing his boots and trimming his beard. Kemp, who turned 60 in October, is also seen getting his COVID booster before heading out with a sack full of presents. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We're back on Wednesday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.